chime. I am guessing that that is a long distance dedication to the guy in Colorado who is left far behind on the mountain by his coworkers. Is that correct?
Nailed it, Greg. He was left quite far behind.
Well done.
Wasn't
I doing my old man walk around the seaport on Saturday evening? And didn't I hear the sweet sounds of Candlebox, who was apparently playing, that band playing, at the bank, whatever bank pavilion sponsor.
Leader
has
Bank.
What is it now?
Leader Bank?
Why is it a different bank every year?
I don't know, Greg. I don't know how sponsorships work.
I feel like the banks are not happy with the sponsorship. Like, I feel like they do it one year, and then it's a different bank every year. Is it only banks that can sponsor the venue in the seaport? I mean, could it be a spirit product or a beer or something? Or is it just
banks? Could
it
be Greg Hill?
Why does it have to be banks?
Like our boy Matt Light said, in this great country that we live in America, it goes to the highest bidder.
Uh-huh. Well, Candlebox was opening for Alice in Chains Shime, who were opening for Bush. So
nice. A little glycerin.
I missed it. All right. We will get to Courtney and today's news coming up in just about 10 or 15 minutes. And the news today includes how one set of new parents discovered that you have to watch your four-year-old when he is near the ancient pottery exhibit at the museum. So we'll get to that and the rest of the news coming up. But right now, this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, where do you want to start this morning, Sean? Were you going to start with Jacoby Brissett?
That was my plan exactly, Greg.
Okay. I just was listening to the radio show, and the promo from the afternoon yesterday was Jacoby Brissett talking about being the starter, but some may have missed. I don't know. Do you want to replay the audio?
Yeah, real quick for you, if you missed that promo or if you missed Arcand and Hart with Jacoby Brissett yesterday afternoon, you can go back and listen to that on the Odyssey app, and you can hear it right here. Here was Andy Hart asking Jacoby Brissett about being the starter.
Are you the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots?
In my mind, I am.
Does that mean you will be starting against the Bengals?
In my eyes, I am. I haven't heard anything differently, so that's what I got to go off of.
Yeah, I mean, that's in his mind, he's a starter. I'm sure in Drake May's mind, he's a starter as well. So I...
Right.
Cannot wait to hear Gerard Mayo at 1:15 today.
Mm-hmm.
And... seems like the prevailing wisdom is those in the know or those that pretend to be in the know is that Jacoby Brissett is going to be the guy, and I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about it a lot. You're somebody, Wiggy, who has from jump been asking why you draft a guy at number three. And you don't get him the opportunity that he needs to be live in game getting reps.
Right.
I guess one could argue, or I'd like to know where you stand on this argument. Has Gerard Mayo and AVP and Elliot Wolf, et cetera, blown the opportunity when it comes to preseason game reps for Drake May and didn't give him enough so that he's not ready? I mean, Is that an argument?
Well, no, because then that would be
on... But he's had virtually none. I mean,
Right. But then that would be on the coaches.
That's what I just said. I'm listening. So I'm asking, is that maybe a reason is that they had this plan in place and unfortunately Drake May showed him what he could be early, too late, or they did... I don't think
that Gerard Mayo, from what I've seen and heard, is that hard-headed that he can't make adjustments to the plan that they had in place. I think it's more that they are so nervous after what they saw play out with Mac Jones. I think that left such a bad taste in everybody's mouth that they are so...
What do you mean? This kid isn't Mac Jones.
I agree. Like, right, and I've been saying, give him more credit because he has shown us nothing that Mac Jones showed us.
Right, but when you say the Mac Jones stuff, that was created because of the relationship between the head coach and the offense coordinator.
Correct.
And the player. There's no way that Mayo's going down that same path.
Mentally, though, Mac Jones was not strong enough to handle Bill Belichick, to handle the coaching changes, and then to handle the fans' reaction to his performance after his first year. And I think that they're worried about that, and they shouldn't be, because I think Drake May, mentally, is very strong and can handle everything that they throw at him, and Jerod Mayo is not Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at reasons why it would be Jacoby Brissett week one and not Drake May, you can eliminate, because Jerod Mayo said it on this show Monday, you can eliminate who has played better. Jerod Mayo said that Drake May has outplayed Jacoby Brissett.
Yes.
In preseason and training camp. So you can eliminate that.
Right.
Is it the offensive line? Are they worried about Drake May getting killed behind this horrendous offensive line?
That's the only thing I could think about.
Okay. The only
The
only other one would be that Drake May has not had enough reps in preseason game action to be able to manage the system the way they want him to manage the system.
So that's my big issue, though, is it's like they talk about, if that's the case, if that's the reason that it's rep-based, well, how is he ever going to get more reps unless he's the starter? Because in the regular season, they're going to need to prepare for their opponents every week. Jacoby Brissett is getting all of those reps. So where is Drake May's development? Like, Belichick even said it with the Brady Bledsoe thing. Like, I can't prepare two quarterbacks every single week. I have to pick one. So if you pick Brissett, how is Drake May developing? He's just being the scout team quarterback every week.
Right. Yeah. And it does not work in the world of football. It doesn't work. It doesn't work at the high school level. It doesn't work at the college level. And it doesn't work at the NFL level. You need to have one guy who is the guy that gets the majority of the reps that you're going with. Can you sprinkle another guy in there that maybe, like, has a specific skill set? And you could say, oh, okay, we're going to throw him in to utilize him for a few plays here and there. Yeah, we see college teams do that. But you,
Wiggy, have you seen enough? Here's a 774 text for you on the Subaru of New England text line. Have you really seen enough of Drake May to know if he really knows how to make hard decisions? So if he can read the defense, if he can make the decision,
I haven't.
People are going back to the snap on Sunday night and the fact that he's fine in shotgun, but when you want the guy to operate not in shotgun, he can't. He hasn't shown you that he can operate not in shotgun.
But Greg, to answer that,
I disagree. I think he can operate not in shotgun. He had two bad exchanges with the backup center who has never played center before in his career. Like,
yeah, that's
great. That's not going to happen with David Andrews.
But to answer that person, no, and nobody has. Nobody could sit here and go, "Oh, I've seen enough," because you won't know until he's actually playing in a real game. Going against the ones when the game actually matters and defensive coordinators have their game plan to try to win football games. So nobody knows if he can do that.
978 text for you, Wiggy.
Uh-huh.
If Patrick Mahomes can sit for a year behind Alex Smith, then anybody can
sit
for a year.
I'm sighing like Curtis on this. Can we stop with the Patrick Mahomes sitting behind Alex Smith? Alex Smith, when he was in San Francisco, maybe a year before he got to Kansas City, he had just taken that team to the playoffs.
Kansas City was 11-5 that year.
He was a good quarterback when he was at Kansas City. You're talking about sitting a guy behind, and I had a conversation with this guy when I went to the Red Sox game and asked,
do you know his name?
No, I just know him. I just know he worked for the Walsh brothers and. And he said to me, he goes, he's a backup bum.
Who?
Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah.
And, like, not he's a full-on bum.
Backup bum.
Yeah, but he's a backup.
He's not even a starting bum.
No. And so you go and you look and you go, he's serviceable for a game or two max. He got his chance with the Colts as a starter. And he couldn't. We saw what it looked like.
It's crazy to me that everybody throws these names at you, like Aaron Rodgers sat, Jordan Love sat, Patrick Mahomes sat. Give me a quarterback that sat behind a non-playoff on a non-playoff team behind a crappy backup quarterback.
Behind a journeyman backup.
Yes, exactly.
Not going to get it.
And anybody who has doesn't
Jordan
pan
Love,
out.
Jordan Love sat behind Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers sat behind Brett Favre. So right. It's the situation.
Patrick Mahomes sat behind Alex Smith. Tom Brady sat behind Drew Bledsoe. Yeah, it's different. Not.
This is Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey, the other day, I'm not too sure. Sometimes you guys pick and choose what you listen to. But Coach Mayo said when May was under center, they had too many plays that went backwards.
Yep.
That's why he's not starting.
But that wasn't Drake May. Those were all offensive line.
He's in command. He's in command of the offensive line. He's in command.
So
he controls it.
So you're telling me that Drake May is now
he
responsible
of the
for,
line. No,
for Chuck Okorafor not right. lining up properly on those plays?
Well, Shime, he's telling you that he's right. Gerard Mayo said that on this very show on Monday.
That the offense was struggling and that the offense was going backwards. This isn't Drake May's fault.
Joe's telling you that Drake
May's in control of the offense.
Here we go. So yeah, Jacoby Brissett would have had the same penalties.
Who's in control of the offense, the people aren't convinced of, they don't have confidence. And when the confidence isn't there, things break down.
No? Okay. Yeah, interesting point.
All I know is Jacoby Brissett's offense went way more backwards than Drake May's.
I mean, Jacoby Brissett had the unfortunate situation of dealing with linemen who were running into each other.
Drake May played with the same lines.
Right.
Here's Tim from Hanover. Hey, Tim.
Guys, love you as always.
Thank you.
I just want to say, ever since this thing started with May, I mean, I'm not a May guy. I wish him well. I hope he does well. But here's the deal. I haven't heard anyone say anything about play calling, how much knowledge he knows of the play calling, the defensive schemes, check downs, everything. He does not, I don't think, have the experience, and that's why they were going to go with Brissett till he gained the experience. Even if he gets beat out, he's got to know how to react to different teams.
Tim, Wiggy has been telling you and all of us for weeks that you don't get that experience unless you are in game. You don't get it from watching.
Oh, I agree.
And in fact, Bill O'Brien said the exact same thing on this show a couple weeks ago. Which is that you don't get the...
I missed Bill O'Brien's stuff, but the thing is, you're right. I mean, the whole thing is, May has to have that experience, even if he's a little better than him, because he's going to go in there and he's going to make bad mistakes, and then it's really going to just spiral down until... He should have got the reps. He should have got the reps in the preseason.
Yeah, I think it's weird.
But he doesn't need
the
reps.
I think it's weird that Gerard Mayo didn't make sure that he did. I think it's okay to criticize that.
He doesn't need the reps in this specific conversation because Gerard Mayo has said he's better than Jacoby Brissett right now.
Yeah.
So based on the amount of reps that he's gotten,
okay,
he's proven that he's better. All so right. when you look at the Jacoby Brissett, the experience thing, you could throw it out the window because if he's sitting on the sidelines, how the hell is he getting any experience?
All right, what's next, Shime?
Well, Greg, let's pivot out of football here. Let's go over to the Boston Red Sox. After the game yesterday, Kenley Jansen spoke to Jamai Webster and talked about how the Red Sox might be pressing a little too hard and they just got to get back to playing baseball their way.
I think it's good for these young guys. You know, we all just calm down a little bit. You know, I think this win is a good win. We just need to stop pressing a little bit. I feel like we are pressing a little bit too much right now. And, you know, we want to make things happen instead of just slow it down and let it happen. So I think it was a great call by AC that shut that door till 4 p.m. today. And, you know, we're looking out for another one tomorrow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they should go virtual for a while. they're pressing too. Like, it's the end of August.
Right.
You're 4.5 out of the loneliest spot, the third wild card.
Yeah.
Like, you should be pressing harder. And Alex Cora should be telling them to press harder to win baseball games. okay, great. So there was too much pressure on them. I guess Alex Cora had them there too early. Sorry. All right, what's next?
Well, Greg, next, let's go to LeBron James, a constant topic here on They Said It. He was doing his shop podcast live, and he talked about his working relationship with his son. Here was LeBron.
What's your working relationship? Is he going to call you dad at practice in the locker room?
No, we already laid that. No, we already laid. No, he can't. We already laid that down. He cannot call me dad in the workplace. All right. Once we leave out of the practice facility and the gates close, I could be dad again. Okay. In the car if we ride together. Okay. At home, I could be dad. No, he got to call me like 2-3 or Brian.
Okay.
Or, you know, goat if he wants to. That's up to him. I mean, it's up to him.
He's gonna call me by my official title with the Lakers, which is coach.
Yes,
GM and coach mm-hmm. is what he's gonna call me. He should call him thanks, Dad. Yeah, is what he should call
just
him.
Just say King.
He could call me King. Yeah. Okay.
It's gonna be.
That'd be hard to do.
What?
To make that transition from calling your dad yeah. to LeBron.
He's going to call him dad.
Just call him old man.
Because LeBron said it's going to be hard for Bronny because he always calls him dad, where LeBron is always right. saying, hey, Bronny, do this, Bronny, do that.
Oh, he's going to be sitting there going, Dad, when do I get playing time, Dad?
Could you see that?
Dad, the coach yelled at me, Dad.
Oh, Coach
Hayes. He used to be on a podcast with you.
Yeah.
Can you tell him to stop yelling at me?
You think J.J. Redick's yelling at Bronny? That ain't happening. That was already laid down. You're going to be the head coach. There's one thing you cannot do.
Dad, are we going to eat dinner on the bench tonight together? Mid-game? Dad?
Where are we going after this?
Dad, I want a different number on my jersey.
God, oh, that's gonna be classic. What a nightmare.
He's not going to play.
Anything else?
Nope, that'll do it for They Said It Today, Greg.
Okay, Shine, well done. Thank you. This is Chad from Mashpee on the Cape. Hello to all our beloved Cape Cod listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm heading your way this weekend. I've been debating where to end summer, whether it is the Cape. I think I might go to Kituit for something new, maybe a little Chatham.
You'll be right in my neighborhood.
Are you near Kituit? Where should I eat in Kituit if I go to Kituit?
I'd come just a little bit of drive to the Mashpee Commons, and you'll find what you're looking for.
All right. On Drake May, your thoughts?
My call was about Wiggy's lead.
Okay.
With the Red Sox. Good job, Wiggy, on those numbers. And I was at the game last night, which I always watch on TV. And mm-hmm. to be live, I really think if you have that manager question, is he managing those guys right at the beginning of the season where they're going to last? They look wore out on that field, even though they won. And obviously, Devers isn't even out there because his arm won't move. That's a management thing and a training thing. And I wonder if every year that he's pushing them too much. He's not resting right. He's not cycling them through.
So that's a management thing. So you're like Wiggy. You're blaming the manager for this slide, this continual.
100%
August, late August, September slide. You're putting it on Alex Cora. I
do. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not on him personally, but he's really that training staff belongs to him, and he's got to manage the players when they're on the field and have a good relationship with that training staff. And yeah. So I feel that he's just pushing to get ahead, and then he just. Can't keep pushing those guys that long and mismanaging. That's his job, the manager.
He's
mismanaging how he's playing these guys throughout the full 162 games.
All right, Chad, thank you.
You know who else said that?
Oh.
Golden Nugget? Our boy Craig. About how to, because remember I asked the wall that young players hit? I don't know if you, Greg, you might have, were you here the last interview when we had Craig Breslow on? Craig.
I think I was gone.
Okay, so I asked him about this, about you know the young players, because Cora talked about the team having a bunch of kids and young players hitting the wall.
Yeah.
What is it? What could they do different? And Craig Breslow talked about it's more of taking care of yourself and making sure you're getting the proper rest.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's something that, you know.
All right. Well, Wiggy blames Alex Cora.
Yeah, he definitely has a piece of that pie.
You can talk about the Red Sox all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI, the Red Sox station, and we will get to Courtney in today's news next.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.